Welcome back on KWAD. We are joined by Wadena Deer Creek head coach Kyle Petermeyer. And coach, just talk about how your team is feeling coming into this game, second round of the playoffs against Osakis.
Goal all year was to be as good of a team as we could be going into the playoffs. And then once we get to the playoffs, nothing really matters except for what the scoreboard says at the end. So for us, made a few mistakes on Tuesday, but at the end of the day, we won a playoff game on the road, and we're looking to do that again here tonight.
And how important, you were talking about that win, just how important was it not only for this season, but also for the program, just trying to get that in the right place and get a win like that? How big is it?
No, it's huge. Yeah, playoff wins are big because you play all season, you work your way up to the playoffs, and you want to see it pay off, and you want, you know, a little bit of a reward, I guess. And for the kids, just, you know, advancing to the next round and being able to play another game, and it's big for their confidence, and it's big for the program seeing that if you put in the work in the off season and you work hard and during the season and build up towards the playoffs, that, you know, good things can happen. So for us, it was a big deal, but we kind of flushed it away, and we're focused on our game this afternoon, and we're excited for it.
I know, talking with a few players throughout the season with our Wolverine Player of the Weeks, they a couple of them mentioned that Fargo Dome. They want to get to that point, and you guys can get there if you beat Osakis. What do you got to do that?
Yeah, we got to do a lot of things right to win this one. For us, it's going to be when we have the ball, we can't turn it over. You know, it's kind of been the same thing each week, where when we have the ball, we got to put it in the end zone. And I think we got guys that can do that, but we got to make sure we don't turn it over, and we hang on to that football, and we make good decisions when we're throwing it, and we can pick up blitzers, and we can pass protect up front. So offensively, it's keeping that ball and punching it into the end zone. And defensively, we're going to have to tackle. They got backs that run hard, and they got a quarterback that's pretty elusive and can throw as well. So being sound on defense and just making plays when they're there.
What's the biggest area you've seen this Wolverine team improve on now from, you know, August all the way to this point? What's the one area where they're playing the best right now?
The biggest area we've improved on is probably our run blocking up front, and then are defending the run on defense. I'd say you could probably mix those two things together and combine them into one answer and just say the run game. So, like I said, our offensive line's been blocking better, and Mevin just had a 100-yard game against Staples, so that's big for them. And then defensively, we've definitely been playing a little bit better defending the run. We had a tough time defending Manoman a couple weeks ago, and since then, we've done a little bit better each game, so hopefully we can continue that and bring it today.
Coach, what's your pitch here? I asked you this earlier before the game against Staples Molly, but now a tough task here against Osakis, but give me your pitch. Tell me why you think this team can compete with Osakis and has a chance to win.
Going back a couple games, we've talked, you know, before the games, that a lot of the times weather is a big issue, and weather could be an issue for our team because we like to get the ball out on the edge and like to spread it around and throw it, and we're in shotgun all the time, so we're always making those snaps. And today the weather looks like it should be okay. So for us, you know, if we're going to have any type of chance against this team, it's going to have to be pretty good conditions, and I think it will be today. So I think for us to be successful, we're going to have to put the ball in the end zone, and we're going to have to make the big play. We've got guys that can make big plays, but sometimes we don't always make them. But if we're going to compete and have a chance to win today, we're going to have to make those big plays, and we definitely trust in our guys and our athletes to succeed in making those plays today.
And a big part of the big play offense you guys have had this season has been through Peyton Rondesvet and Josh Dykov. You talked about it before during the season, but now with the stats coming out, I mean, those two were the top quarterback wide receiver combo in the whole district. How big has that connection been for your offense?
It's been huge. I mean, you talk about Peyton, pretty much everything we do on offense, he makes decisions himself. He can change things once in a while if he wants to with the line of scrimmage. And for him with Josh, you know, they're such good friends, and they have such a good relationship that they trust each other more than they trust anybody else. And I know that Josh thinks that Peyton's going to get him a good ball every time, and I know that Peyton thinks if he throws it to Josh, he's going to come down with it. So for them just being close buddies and good friends, that helps us out tremendously on offense. And like I said, everything runs through Peyton, and I know he trusts the guys up front, and he trusts not only Josh but the rest of the guys to make plays. So for us, it's just putting things through him and our trust in him, and that he can make the right decision and we can make some big plays.
You talked about it a little bit before with the run game, and just both lines have been playing well for you, both on the offensive line and the defensive line. What's been the key to turning that around this season, and who's been some of the players that have been leading the charge on that?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing I think starts with the weight room. They do a weight room program at school. It's called WIN, and that's headed up by Mr. Schultz. And they do a great job getting into the weight room before school as a class. So I think the biggest thing for our guys up front has been the weight room. Once we got into the season, I think we got a little bit more aggressive mentality. The guy that really led that up as a captain this year, and that's Isaac Christensen. And he brings that mentality of, you know, it doesn't matter how big you are, you can go make a play and you can go you know, kind of take it to anybody on the other side of the line. And he got him and he got Kobe Endress. Kobe does a great job too, especially he's been starting for a few years. And now that he's getting a little bit older, the game's kind of slowing down a little bit and he understands what to do. And then we got other guys up front too. You know, you got Grant Steelhammer stepped in at center and he's done a great job. And along with Gunnar Olsen, who's played for a couple of years now and moved to guard. And then MJ Lundy actually moved from receiver to a tackle. And he's been pretty big for us too, because we try to get our tackles in space. And MJ's, he's a very athletic offensive lineman. He can get out in space and make some blocks. So I just think those guys kind of being a cohesive unit all together, they kind of understand the other person and the guy next to them, and that's led to some big success too. So I think both the weight room and then kind of just getting more familiar playing together has been a big thing for them.
We're talking about just how your team has been. It looks like it's been clicking well at the right time. It looks like they're starting to hit their form at the end of the season here. And is that true? Do you think that's true? And if so, what areas do you think they've really been excelling at?
I think we've definitely hit a little bit of a stride going into the end of the year. I think areas we've been kind of getting better at is like I said, our run block up front. And we've been giving Peyton a little bit more time. And when he has more time, then he can make some better decisions instead of kind of being rushed into throwing it somewhere. So that's a big thing for us. But, you know, as a team, I just think the guys like each other and the guys really enjoy being in each other's presence. So they don't want this season to end and they just want to keep this thing rolling. So we're going to have to give it our best shot here today. And our guys are excited to go play, especially being in the second round now, like I said, having a playoff win. So I just think building up through practice and building up through games and gaining confidence, they're ready to go. But for us, you know, we don't think we've put a full complete game together yet. If you can, you know, add in offense, defense, and special teams. I think some games we've played really well on offense, but not so well on defense and special teams. And some games we've played pretty decent on O&D and just kind of had some bad things happen on special teams. So for us, we don't feel like we've played a full, complete game on all three facets of the game yet. So hoping to put that together here today, a good week of practice, and see where it can take us.
Coach, last question for you here. Just for those who don't know, just talk about yourself personally. How many years have you been here with the Wolverines? And just talk about that growth that you've had.
Let's see, this is my fourth year here with the Wolverines coaching. My first year I did 7th and 8th grade, so from junior high. And then the last 3 years has been as the head coach. But one awesome thing so far is that, like I said, I started as junior high coach of 7th and 8th grade. And now those 7th and 8th graders are up on the varsity as the 7th graders are now sophomores. And those 8th graders at that time are now juniors. So it's just been awesome to kind of grow with them and see them at such a young age and a young football age. And now kind of seeing them all the way through and they're getting a little bit older. And I've been with them for 4 years now and they've been with me for 4 years. So we kind of just are getting to know each other and we kind of do know each other now pretty well. And credit to the kids, because I think they've just kind of bought into knowing that the weight room is a huge deal. And I think that our numbers in the weight room and in the off season during school, during that WIN program and in the summer, they've been great. So I think that's credited to the kids, definitely, because they're the ones that put in the work and they're the ones that are coming in the summer and getting better a little bit each day. And once we get into fall camp, they buy in. And I think they really do enjoy football. And I think they just like being with their friends. And wins keep things going and wins keep you happy, excited, and want more of that.
Thank you very much, Coach Peter Meyer, for joining us. And best of luck tonight against Osakis.
Thank you.